Okay, so ready to dive in?
Absolutely.
We're talking Jesus and the Samaritans.
Yeah.
Big topic.
Big topic.
So you brought some interesting stuff for us to look at today.
Yeah, I think so.
Some Bible passages, some teachings, stories from the early church.
Some historical context.
Yeah, context is always good.
Absolutely. You need it with the Samaritans.
Right. So maybe let's just start there, actually.
Sure.
Who were the Samaritans?
Right. So, just to set the scene a little bit.
Yeah.
Like when we're talking about Jesus and his ministry, we're talking about like first century Palestine,
Right. Roman
the
Empire.
Roman Empire,
Yeah.
and there are all these different groups, right?
Right. Pharisees, Sadducees.
Yeah. And the Samaritans.
And we always hear about this tension.
Yeah.
Like Samaritans, Jews, not really getting along.
Right. And that's like hundreds of years in the making.
Okay, yeah, fill us in. What's the backstory?
So it goes back, like way back, to the 8th century BC when the Assyrians conquered the northern kingdom of Israel.
Okay.
And a lot of the Israelites were deported, but some stayed behind, and
Okay.
they intermarried with the people that the Assyrians brought in.
Right, so they're kind of this mixed group.
Yeah, and they developed their own distinct religious practices.
Right, and then centuries later, when the Jews returned from exile in Babylon, they had their own, strict interpretations of the law.
Absolutely.
And those two didn't exactly
They
mesh.
clash.
They clashed.
Yeah.
So by the time Jesus comes along, Samaritan wasn't exactly a compliment.
No, it was an insult.
Like a slur almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so then Jesus shows up and he's not afraid to engage with these folks,
Right.
like head on.
He's not shying away from them.
Which, knowing that context, makes it
Yeah.
even more powerful.
Absolutely. And it really reveals a lot about his mission and his message, right? Like who is he reaching out to?
And what does it mean to be a neighbor?
Exactly.
And like the story that always comes to mind is the woman at the well in John.
Oh, classics.
Classic story, John chapter 4.
Yes.
So Jesus is traveling through Samaria.
Right.
He's tired. It's hot.
He stops at this well.
He stops at a well and there's this woman.
Right.
And he's like, "Hey, can I have some water?" Which already is breaking all kinds of social
Oh,
norms.
yeah, big time. A Jewish rabbi talking to a woman in public, let alone a Samaritan woman.
Like that's just not done.
No.
But he goes even deeper.
Yeah.
He starts talking to her about her life, her faith.
He's drawing her out.
He's drawing her out. And eventually, he reveals himself as the Messiah.
Offering her living water,
Yeah.
this image of spiritual fulfillment.
That's so powerful because, like, he could have just walked on by.
Absolutely.
But he sees her. He engages with her.
He sees her worth.
He sees her worth. And it's like he's saying, look, salvation isn't just for a select few, it's for everyone.
It's for you. It's for me. It's for anyone who's thirsty.
Right. And it's interesting, like you think, okay, Jesus gets it.
Yeah.
The Samaritans, they're in.
They're part of the plan.
But even his disciples
Even his own followers
struggle with this.
struggled with it big time.
Right. And we see that in Luke chapter 9, where James and John, they want to call down fire on a Samaritan village.
They were furious.
They were furious
Yeah.
because the Samaritans didn't welcome Jesus.
They're like, let's just,
Let's nuke them.
Yeah, let's show him who's boss.
But Jesus, he's like, whoa.
That's not what we're about.
Rebukes them.
Yeah, and he says, I've come to save people, not to destroy them.
Right.
It's not about revenge, it's about love.
It's about love.
Yeah.
And then he tells this parable, probably the most famous
The
parable,
Good Samaritan.
the Good Samaritan. And I mean, the irony is just like dripping.
Oh, it's
So
beautiful.
you have this guy, he's beaten up, robbed, left for dead.
Left on the side of the road.
And who walks by?
A priest.
A priest, a Levite,
Like the religious elite.
the people who should be like all about loving your neighbor.
Right, the supposed experts on the law.
Right, and they just pass him by.
But then who comes along?
The
It's the
Samaritan.
one everyone would expect to ignore him.
Right, the
The
outcast.
one who's considered unclean.
And he's the one who stops.
He's the one who shows compassion.
He bandages the guy's wounds,
Takes him to an inn.
pays for his care,
Yeah.
like goes above and beyond.
And And Jesus uses this story to say, like, look, this is what it means to love your neighbor.
Right.
It's not about, you know, your religious label or your ethnicity.
It's about action.
It's about action. It's about actually caring for people.
It's about seeing the humanity in everyone.
Exactly.
Even those we might consider our enemies.
Right.
So powerful.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, like, this theme of welcoming the Samaritans.
Yeah.
It continues into the early church.
It doesn't just end with Jesus.
Right. Like in Acts chapter 8, we see Philip.
Yeah.
Preaching to the Samaritans.
Performing miracles.
Forming miracles. People are coming to faith.
It's this like big movement of the Spirit.
And later, when the early church leaders are meeting in Jerusalem.
This is Acts chapter 15.
Yeah. They're trying to figure out, like, okay, what about the Gentiles?
These non-Jewish believers.
They have to follow all the Jewish laws.
Right. Do they have to be circumcised? Do they have to follow the dietary laws?
And guess what comes up?
The example of the Samaritans.
The Samaritans, like, hey, remember how God worked through them?
Even though they were different.
Even though they were different. So, like, that sets a precedent.
For inclusion.
For inclusion. For saying, like, the gospel is for everyone.
And it really ties into that Great Commission, right?
Yeah, Matthew 28.
Yeah. Go and make disciples of all nations.
All nations. Not just the ones you agree with or the ones that look like you or the ones that, you know, have the same customs.
Right. It's this universal call.
So, I mean, that's pretty amazing.
It's a big challenge.
That's a big challenge.
It's a challenge for us today. I mean, who are the Samaritans in our lives?
Who do people we're excluding?
The people we're judging.
The people we're maybe a little afraid of.
Yeah, the people we don't understand.
Yeah, and I think these stories, they challenge us to really think about that.
And to be open to the possibility.
That God can work through anyone.
Anyone, anywhere.
And that we might just learn something from those we least expect.
Right, like maybe the people we're writing off.
Yeah.
Actually have something to teach us.
They might be the ones showing us what it really means to love our neighbor.
So, I mean, this deep dive, it's just scratching the surface.
It really is. There's so much more we could explore.
But hopefully it gives people something to think about.
And to maybe go and do some more digging on their own.
Right. There are tons of resources out there.
Commentaries.
Historical studies. Articles.
And I think what's really cool is like, these stories,
yeah,
they're not just like ancient history.
They're alive.
They're alive. They speak to us today.
They challenge us.
They challenge us.
They inspire us.
Yeah. Dive in.
Explore.
And see what you discover.
Absolutely.